Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Rebbe could share. That's really, for me, personally, it's very emotional and humbling to just be in Rebbe's presence. And thank you, Hashem, as you sang, it was so appropriate. Atava chartanu mikol ha'amim. I said today, Amar Mar, the reason they say Mar Cheshvin, it's not because bitter. Okay, it's another pshat. Mar Cheshvin is because it's Amar Mar. When the Gemara says Amar Mar, it's we need to remember. The Gemara says what we said previously. And as you sang Atav Achartanu, that Rebbe's here, the Shefa, to remember how much Hashem loves us. There's a hug and a kiss from Hashem. The Rav is here, Rabbi Kalish Zolzayin Gesund, and Shtark is here with us, beginning this man together. Thank you, Hashem. Shachianu, v'kimanu v'yonu l'zman hazeh. If Rebbe could, thank you, Rebbe.
Vershus the Rosh Hashiva, Vershus all the Rebbeim, Vershus Kolakolakadosh Hazeh. I want to try. It needs a Siyata Deshmaya. My mind is racing and is in many places. Today has been a very, very beautiful day. I was Zayich Baruch Hashem. I was receiving Mazel Tovs for a whole bunch of days, but till you see, you hear it, people are saying Mazel Tov, and you want to experience it, but to see your son's son is something that's a child's child is something, a child by itself, every single parent in the world has the experience along the way of your children, of you look at your wife, where did this come from? Like, you see things that don't exist in you and your wife, and we can produce bigger than ourselves. We could be partners with God, with Hashem. We could produce something. Hashem lets a human being produce something. It's bigger than us. Hashem allows us to produce something bigger than us is overwhelming. It's something out of this world. The child is not from this world. It's a gift that Hashem says, a person, come be a partner with me. Three partners in a person, Hashem, Tata, and Mama, three partners. And Hashem invites a person to be a creator and to make something. It's a child already is very, very overwhelming. I suspect Cain is like stuffed up. Cain is in a matzav where he did bad things, and he's in a matzav. He's to a degree. He can't go forward. He's stuck, Cain. He's stuck. That a human being. What am I, Ma'ani? And he has a child, and it changes his life. Cain has a child, and he becomes Bainair. He starts constructing and building. A child. He thought he wouldn't. The Ramban's mivur. that he thought he wouldn't have children. And somehow having a child changed his life. I can have a child to produce like that. And he starts creating, and he builds a whole city from a man who was wandering, who was Navinud, who didn't know if he had a space here. He could have a child, and he started building a city. It doesn't say he built the city, he's building a city. It speaks about the construction, not what was built. So a child to have a child is a chesed Hashem. And I got to experience that kindness of Hashem to come here and see what's going on here. I heard about it. I hear from my son Hudi. I hear what's going on. I hear from guys. I spoke to Binyamin. Binyamin described this yeshiva to me. I've said it over to
That's my principle.
To hear, I've heard about, well, I can mention the Rebbe, but not to hear about something, I hear, but to experience, to see with one's eyes, it's different. It's very, very different. So certainly a person needs a siyata d'shmaya. My mind is in many different places. Other things, I came with my mother. I was zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael together with my mother. We went together. We went straight from the airport together. I went to my father's kever with my mother for the first time, going with my mother there. So it's been a day of visiting where I come from. It's been a day of seeing the kindness of Hashem, of what can come out of a person, to see a child's child. It's been to spend time with Hudi, then to come here. So it's been a very, very, it's been a lot today, and I want to try to put some words to some things. I would like, so Bez Hashem, I'll have, you need Siyata D'Shmaya, I hope, Bez Hashem, for everything you need Siyata D'Shmaya. I want to speak first. I'm sitting here. I want to talk about why this Beis Medrash, and this has nothing, this is not a pat on your back. It's not, I feel too close to Rav Fisher. I'm not giving some cheap pat on the back. I want to say that this Beis Medrash is necessary for the entirety of our people. This is not said to make you feel good, better or worse, because it's a mechayiv. This Beis Medrash is necessary for the entirety of our people. I want to explain why I believe so. That this Beis Medrash is impacting and will continue to impact. And it's important that there's Limud HaTorah here. It's important what's going on here. And people are knocking the doors down. I'm getting calls. Is that, yeah, Paul, could you? Could the next? I want to put some words, what I think is happening here, why this is changing my life. My son Maishi came here and is a Talmud of Rav Fisher. My son Hudi now is here. I think this Beis Medrash is relevant and has chidushim. It's not the only Beis Medrash in the world. Klal Yisrael Zeich, we have holy places, very holy places that are relevant to the entirety of our people. And this Beis Medrash, I'd like to explain how I see an area, the relevance to the entirety of our people. We say words that we say concerning Shabbos Kodesh. Back on. It says concerning Shabbos Kodesh, we describe Asher Bara Elokim Lasseis. On Shabbos, Hashem rested from the work Asher Bara Elokim Lasseis. Now, the word Lasseis is a very difficult word. Asher Bara Elokim, Hashem created. There was the 6 days of creation. And then Shabbos Kodesh, Hashem rested. But it says he rested, Asher Bara Elokim Lasseis. It describes Briya and Asiya. And the Archaim answers many, many questions. Whenever you have an answer to something, it answers endless questions. So if you ever want to sound smart, you could start piling up questions. Then with one answer, truth answers up all the questions. So you can come up with many questions. It answers dozens of questions on Sefer Bereishis. But our Chaim HaKadosh explains something. Rashi says this. It's a Gemara Chagiga Yud Beis. Our Chaim HaKadosh elaborates. And he says as follows, when a person constructs a building, so they first gather all the material, you bring all the material you need for the construction, and then you build a building. That's the normal way of construction. Gather all the materials you need, you put it in one place, and then you construct. That is how Hashem built the world. In the first moment of Bereshis, in the initial Bria, Hashem created every single thing already. In the first second, Hashem created everything. But it was all pieces, material. And Hashem made the world first, Bria, Bereshis, Barley, Kim, Ace, Hashemayim, Das Arts. The Ace and Ace mean all the things relevant in the world, all the things necessary. Hashem created the first moment. The six subsequent days were Lasais. Was a new type of Bria, putting everything in its right place, giving a space for things. If something's created but it doesn't have a space, it's not called a Bria. Hashem made the world creating things but then finding a space and giving a space for things. That is how Hashem made the world. Two steps. He created everything and then gave a space to things, put it in its proper place, and then that was the six subsequent days. There was Bar Elikim, that's Bria, that's one moment, and Lasais was the Asiya, is putting everything in its right place. That was the six, after that initial second, the six subsequent days of creation, Hashem put everything in its right place. That's what went on in creation. That's how Chaim HaKadosh explains. It's a Gemara. The Gemara on Yud Beis and Chagiga says this. This is how the Bria worked. These two steps. So that's what we describe as Shabbar Elohim Lasseis. And Shabbos, he rested from Bria, the initial creation, and the Lasseis putting things in their space. The key point is that if something doesn't have a space, the rest of creation still called the Bria. Now, why is it called the Bria? It was already. Why is it called the Bria? And the Chaim HaKadosh speaks this out. Something exists, but it doesn't have a space, doesn't have a place for it, doesn't have a place to shine and to be and to exist in a beautiful way, then it's not called created. So it needs that place, that makim, that space that it can exist and shine and be mekadeshem shemayim and be what it was designed to be. That's when it's created. I want to say the nace of this makim is a space. People come and I learned from here honesty, but there's something more. There's something more. When a person grows some and tries to be stark, but there's not a space for him, for the world going on inside of the person, there's chesaron in the creation of the person. A person needs what he is and a space for things to shine. Every aspect of us, every aspect has a place, has a strong place of Kiddush Hamayim. How many people think, like the guy, he thinks he's lazy. He doesn't know there's a person inside. There's a Bria that has a space to shine, and each aspect, each part of him has a beautiful place to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. Every aspect of our story, every detail, every single part of us, this is part of the Bria of the world. Every aspect, every detail of our story has a place of tremendous Kiddush Shemayim. And there's a space for and a tremendous shine for it. And when you have a yeshiva, when you have a place that people could be very, very honest and comfortable being honest and see deep things in themselves and find the space for that and the area to shine, this is an important base medrash. The entirety of our people need this. And the entirety of our people, their people are leaning in. People are leaning in all areas, in all places in Klal Yisrael. They're leaning into an honest base medrash that has an awareness that all our parts, all the different aspects, there's a place. Nothing has to be buried, put away, hidden. Hashem, in the first minute, created everything, and then showed the space. And the six subsequent days of creation were putting a space. This is yeshiva. That this is the courage of the guys here. It's led by the Rosh Hashiva, a team of Rebbeim, a team of tremendous guys, honest people, that are expressing and talking and figuring out. A bacher came up. He said, "What would you advise a teenager?" "I only advise what the guys taught me. I went my own story was till older, I'm just beginning. I'm like 10th, 11th grade-ish. Different days, different times, different things. But I ignored the inner side of me. I ignored that side. And I produced, and it's not nothing. To do that is valuable and count. Every time a person prays, person learns, it has tremendous value. It's not nothing at all. It's significant and important. But it's not giving a space for every part. It's ignoring a lot. And in Hashem's world, there's space for everything, for all our parts, for all aspects of ourselves, for all, and I mean all. And there's a huge space of Kiddush Shemayim for the entirety of our being. And there was a lot left out and ignored, pushed away, swept away, ignored. And what I learned from the Chev, what I learned from this Beis Medrash, and what we learn and what our people are learning from this Beis Medrash, is the entirety of ourselves can and has a space to Kiddush Shemayim, in serving Hashem, in growth, the entirety of ourselves. So the first thing I want to express is a gratitude to this Beis Medrash. I want to express that in seeing and having children and my children gain from this Beis Medrash, that there's a space for us all in Hashem's world, in Kiddush Shemayim, a very, very important space for us all. So I first want to express a tremendous gratitude to Rabbi Fisher Shlita. I want to be mevarich. It's be'emes, a bracha of a yid is valuable. I'm not going to put that a bracha of a yid. Any one of us gives a bracha is a big thing. So I'm not going to, I want to give a bracha, and it's a big thing. But if I can also represent all the chevra here, that Hashem should give Rai Fisher years and years of koiches, continued siyata l'shmaya, to encourage Hashem's people, all of Hashem's people, that there's tremendous greatness in us. I want to express that we just celebrated together. It would be weird to gather together after the hostages came home. Mm-hmm. Our people are coming together. Hashem has showed us tremendous kindness. And our people are coming together. And somebody could say we're celebrating their return. Hashem took them away. Hashem brought back a lot more than 20 hostages. I got pieces of me back. And our people are getting, we've gotten a lot. We've gotten a lot of things that we lost. And the beauty of a yid, the beauty, I'm watching these hostages come back. The hostage is me and you. A yid was taken. I was a hostage. You were a hostage. A yid was taken. The beauty of these yidden is lo yomen. It's crazy. Crazy. Their connection to God, what they found, and what I found, what anybody who pays attention found. A yid's a very big thing. Very, very big thing, a yid. Somebody was telling me, somebody tonight along the travel, somebody tonight said, "I'm in Kiruv. Could you give Eitzes in Kiruv?" He's involved in Kiruv. The biggest Eitz I could tell a person, a guy doing Kiruv, like a guy in Chinuch, wants to make his classroom geschmack, wants to give a geschmack to the chevra. It's, you don't have to create a geschmack and give a geschmack. By the way, sitting right here, we don't have to like make this moment. We're a bunch of yidden who like each other. I promise this is a light from one end of the world to nobody else. You have good musicians. I didn't ask Avi, could you sing a certain song? Elia's here, maybe hit it. We didn't do so much music yet. Without you don't have to create. Two yidden sit in the Beis Medrash. Two chavrusas, they're studying Torah together. Before they have a great machloikis and create, it's a big thing, two yidden. First of all, they're just sitting eating shalom together. Two yidden sitting together is a big, big thing. They're looking at each other. They're giving chizuk. They like each other. Two yidden go to a local falafel joint. They go to some falafel place. They're each having a falafel is a very big thing. Two yidden having falafel together. A yid's a big deal. every aspect of a yid is a very, very, very big deal. Two yidden sitting together, two yidden, a person's coming to do kiruv, he wants to like create, and there's nothing wrong if he can create a nice maimed, that's sweet also, that's nice too. The first thing is to know, stam sit there, two people sit down, you open a chumash, you're learning, you're studying Hashem's Torah together, two yidden studying Hashem's Torah together, is a very, very wild light, is a very, very beautiful light. And to have a place that this is a truth. People are respected and appreciated and valued. Guys come over and each one, Rai Fisher's excited. The guys don't take it cynically. Somebody could be cynical. But you said that about each guy? Yeah, it's true about our people. We're an incredible people. One of the things we discovered in the last 2 years with the hostages, in thinking about one yid, and then watching these yidden, most of them went in. One of the hostages just came out. I was listening. I listened to hours. I listened to my son Yaakov with Maisha. We were listening to interviews. We were hearing. I don't like hearing rumors. I want to hear it directly, and I want to feel that it's true what they're saying. I listened to hostages talk. You could hear them talk what they're saying. It's what a yid said. A yid said, I went into captivity. I knew nothing. Imamish said, I knew zero. I was far from any knowledge of anything. And they told him in captivity, they were torturing the guy. Hananya Mishol Vazari, Imamish, they were torturing this yid. And they told him, read Quran, say you're a Muslim, accept Islam, and we'll stop. They told this yid, you could tell he was saying Amos. They said, we'll stop torturing you. He said to them, I don't care what you do to me, I'm a yid. I'm the people of Hashem and I will never stop being a yid my whole life. There's no shaykhus what you do to me. He found they all describe starting to talk to God, starting to speak to Hashem, mamish, real. A yid is very, very precious. It's not an exterior of being stark. It's nothing to do with that. Very, very, just deep down, the creation of a yid is a beautiful person, and his experiences and his thoughts, and which could be challenging and complicated. We don't necessarily know the space, and we find different thoughts. This seems so far, and it's not. There's a space for this thought, for this idea. If you dig deep, you figure it out. There's beautiful spaces for things in Kiddush HaMayim in every aspect of us, and. At you watch Rosh Hashiva, who sees this in each bachur, there's a tremendous beauty for this person, and you see what comes out in the yeshiva, guy after guy. I say over from Binyamin. Binyamin told me he's an honest person. Binyamin says words have a big impact on me. Binyamin said that you can go. He said a fact. So Rabbi, I want to tell you a fact about Rav Fisher's yeshiva. And again, it's early in the year. He said this later in the year. I can't say on day one. It takes time for people to be in a place. He said, you can go through the dorms. You cannot don't hear any Lashon Hara. That's what he was made to me. It's an honest person, Binyamin. He said, you can go through the dorms and you cannot hear no Lashon Hara in the yeshiva. So I said, that's crazy to say, Ari, to say an Eidus on a yeshiva that he said you can go. He's an honest person. He said, I'm in the dorms. I'm around. Now I know here, I'm very aware that Chavetz Chaim Svarim are learned, are focused on, of course, that's passion, it's a big thing. But still, you go through the dorms, very little Lashon Hara, and almost no Lashon Hara, that's wild. What's to say such an Eidus on a yeshiva like that, that's... How could it be? What's the secret? Good to learn to harv on the Chavetz Chaim. So it's learned here. It's studied. It's spoken about. It's learned geshmak. In yeshiva, shortly after I came back from here, together with a few guys, Shmuel was one. Shmuel Salzberg was one of the big pushers of it. But together we made a chabura. Together we made a chabura in the afternoons, and it was impactful. We did it for quite a few months. We learned the Chavetz Chaim. We were learning together Shmiras HaLashon. And certainly that's a massive impact. But still, to say such an Eidus, there are places people learn Shmiras HaLashon. To say, if you go to the dorms, nobody's speaking Lashon Hara, that's a wild testimony. So when I asked Binyamin what he thinks, what's the secret, and he said that it's a place where people learn their sugyan. He quoted over from the Rosh Hashiva, he quoted over that Hashem's insistence in the Torah repeatedly not to speak Lashon Hara. What do you want from it? It's impossible. Like if I'm talking about what Hashem's pointing me is, be busy with your beautiful sugya, your own beautiful sugya. When you're tapped in and busy with your own beautiful sugya, why would you be distracted about that? You have a beautiful sugya. Hashem's pointing us to our own beautiful sugya in our own spaces. And the yeshiva where that's pushed and encouraged. And your sugya is beautiful and you could bring your sugya and you have a beautiful sugya. And you could bring it and figure out in this every aspect to be mekadesh shem shamayim with all your aspects. So then you're not busy with other people. And such a yeshiva, there's no Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is not spoken. I want to express, and I want to say that the Yad Hashem, I'm watching, I see Gershon, the whole yeshiva is a miracle. I see. Yeah. Hashem. Hashem, in this parsha, at the end of Parshas Noach, who introduced Avram Avinu, our father Avram Avinu, shows up. And the Medrash says that Avram Avinu said to Hashem that I'm nervous. Avram Avinu said to Hashem, I'm nervous. My children, I don't want to give up one of my children. And I'm nervous the same way in the Bria of the world. Noach shined and you destroyed the rest of the world, but you built through Noach. I'm worried some of my kids will shine, and certainly everything Hashem promised Avram, the bris Hashem made with Avram, Hashem's Omar Vayehi, Shloimeh, he says Hashem keeps what he says. But I'm worried you'll only keep it through some of my children. A father wants all his children, not some, all. Everyone's important. Everyone has a space. A father is not mivater on any children. And Avram, as the tat of Am Yisrael, is not mivater on one child. That's what makes him a father. A mensch is not a father. But he says, well, four out of my five children, well, okay, this one, let me send out that one. That's not a father. That's something else. That's a warden, maybe. I don't know. It's something different. A father is every child, every. And Avram's a tat, and he says to Hashem, I'm worried some of my children will soar and you'll forget about some of them. You'll build and you'll focus and the kiyum of the brachas of all the brisos will only be through those children. So Hashem swore to Avram Avinu. The Medrash says that Hashem swore, I'll have legyoyne shel tzadikim. I'll have armies of tzadikim. I promise, b'chol dar v'dar, there'll be legyoynes of tzadikim. There'll be armies of tzadikim. That makes sure that there's no yidden that are like, no, him not. All of your children will be in and involved and there'll be a space. I swear to you, Avram Avinu. And that's what, and when we say Magen Avram, Hashem is the shield of Avram, this is what it means. Hashem is the shield of Avram in the present sense. All of us, children of Avram Avinu, Hashem protects. Hashem's, and there's Meginam Shel Tzadikim, the Lashon of the Medrash. Like these legions, these protectors of Am Yisrael. And we've seen a tremendous nisim. We've seen nisei Hashem, such nisim, how Hashem has given Shefa tremendous, tremendous bracha, tremendous bracha, tzaddik and mamish, like Hashem promises, Hashem delivers. I want to express, even when I think, the Rosh Hashiv, of course, what he's made here, I think about Rabbi Reis. I think about the miracle. I want to... Rai Reis brings together so much of the Chabura where Zaycha, this beautiful Beis Medrash, that Zaycha to be plugged into. These are Nisim. If a person wants, they could just, they don't have to go so deeply. Anybody who's thinking, it's overwhelming, the Nisim of the different tzaddikim. You have Rabbi Fisher, you have Rav Geisler, and you have different tzaddikim leaning in and guiding our Beis Medrash, leading our Beis Medrash, teaching. And then you take somebody, no human being designed this. It wasn't like, if this was like a plan, right? Race, go take from Rabbi Fisher, work there. Go take from Rabbi Geiser, be milaket, gather together, and then give and teach and take and learn and bring it more and bring it all together, and then get other talmidim of Rabbi Geiser. This is not a normal story. It's way above. This is ma'is and isim, totally from Hashem. And we've seen the Yad Hashem in ways that are literally different type of anhaga nisus, a miraculous anhaga. Why? I don't know the answer. Why is this base medrash zeicha to anhaga nisus? It's a different anhaga. There's not the typical anhaga. The growth, spectacular growth, the siyata, the shmaya. Rav Aryeh Weiss drops in. There's no such thing. This is fairy tale. It's a different thing. Disney would dismiss this whole story. It's too not normal. Can't the different people, the tzaddikim, all the different tzaddikim who show up. It's not a normal, the putting together of koichas, of all different beautiful people. Look at the room around you. No human being designs the talent, the capacity, in every area. It's not a normal story. It's not a realistic story. It's nice. Why are Beis Medrash zeicha? The Beis Medrash that you're plugged in, that I'm plugged in, that we're all zeicha to be plugged into, is zeicha to anhaga nisus? I don't know the answer. To say they know, I don't know. It probably would connect the likelihood when a person goes above, doesn't just say, this is what I am, and just when a person, when a person works and pushes and fights through. I love when guys don't do just the typical, the next move. David came for Sukkot. David got his money. He says, I'm staying. I love that. That's a nace. That's not this. Sure. Any betting person, I promise, any honest person, what would the odds have been in 12th grade? The odds, how many years in Eretz Yisrael? If a guy was a normal person, it was like putting, I hate betting and gambling, guys should knock it off, not sports, I stopped gambling. But if somebody was a game, what were the odds, 12th grade, you'd stay 3 years in Eretz Yisrael? This is a world of Nisim. Nisim are people putting
Shuri,
in. Ruven Yaina. Places Ruben Yonah has gone, that places he's gone inside himself, that were very easy not to go there. I promise, very easily not to go. Could build a life ignoring a lot, ignoring tons of things. That's a nes. That's an oimid ben esayin. That's a person going higher, not just going through the motions. The whole mitzias of this space medrash is people that are saying, I refuse to just play the game and go through and just lead a certain type of tevadika life. No, I'm digging deeper and more. I'm going to discover areas and bring more to the service of Hashem. I'm not just going with the flow. There's more I want to discover, more I want to uncover. I know that the nachas, the pride I have that Hudi came to this space medrash. Hudi can go, we can go, I can name many bati medrashas. He'd be a big thing. Shaduchim, we would get crazy calls. Would be wow, and mamish, but and we will vada. Would you get more? No, yeah, not vada. The world knows. But I want to say this. I want to say the emes. The pride I have that Hudi's in this space medrash. That's a nace. Because what he's saying is that I want to dig more. That's what a guy is saying to be in this space medrash. That's what a guy is saying. I want to uncover more. I want a nace. I want to be Ahmed bin Asayan. I want to discover. I'm not just going with the flow and do my year and the gap year. No. There's places in me and space in me I want to get to and figure out and bring to the service. I want to make a place for it. I want to make a place for every part of me. Shmuel's, you're a nace. You're a nace, and it's easy. A person can rely on external things. I suspect. It would be logical to me. It would be logical to me that when Ya'imid bin Asayin, you're Zaycha and Nisim. Avram Avinu was Zaycha to the Nisim, he was Zaycha. It's because he was Ya'imid bin Asayin, because he was Ya'imid bin Asayin. So Avram Zerab, Nisim, that are not natural and not normal. And the Beis Medrash is the Beis Medrash. Bless, it's a miraculous place. It's not a normal situation. It's not a normal journey. It's a different thing. Ari, that could have, again, there's Nisim. You're people of Nisim. The Sanal, this is Mayor. This is a Beis Medrash of Nisim. And then we see Hashem, in turn, do tremendous, we see miracles here. Gershon could be working somewhere. How many years you're in Eretz Yisrael now, Gershon? 2.5 years.
Four more years.
It has to be expressed. It has to be spoken about the Nisei Hashem. There's tremendous gratitude to Hashem for all the Shefa that He's given our Chevra, the Lugyainus of Tzadikim, the Mamish Magen Avram, the armies of Tzadikim that show up. All the Yidden, I meet Yidden, I come here, you meet beautiful Yidden that are committed, that are fire, that are beautiful, that are just giving over mamish armies of tzaddikim in an oifen that's mamish anes. To me, it's probably that would be a guess that the oilem's an oilem of nisim. So they're being oimed bin a science. They're zeicha to tremendous nisim. We saw on the Beis Medrash. We saw Ari. You showed up. The impact you had. But we see nisim like this. We're a Beis Medrash of nisim. Not a normal story. Not normal situations. But we owe a tremendous gratitude to the Rebbeinu Shlom. We feel a gratitude for all the nisim. We look around this room. It's not to be taken for granted. I've spoken way too long. I want to sing with the Chevra. The singing at first, we were singing just again, it's the first day of this man. I want to ask the Chevra, it's Leil Shishi. Let's sing songs of Shabbos. Let's get busy, sing songs. I'll ask the Olam Akasha. I can ask the Chevra Akasha. If I could ask the Chevra Akasha, I don't know the answer to this. I want a good answer from the Chevra. Hashem bless Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem bless Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem's mevarach Shabbos Kodesh. Rashi says, Rashi and Chumash, birchoi b'man. The blessing of Shabbos Kodesh that we have man. Chevra, we have man on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What does it mean, birchoi b'man? Hashem bless Shabbos Kodesh with man. We have Shabbos Kodesh Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday also. We have regular Shabbos. They're double on Erev Shabbos, so we have for Shabbos Kodesh. The Lechem Mishnah Pashtus, just because it didn't fall on Shabbos, we couldn't carry it back. So on Erev Shabbos, we had double to keep for Shabbos. What's Bir Choy B'man? There was Mon Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Also, what's Bir Choy B'man? What's the blessing of Mon of Shabbos Kodesh? There was Mon every day of the week. What does it mean? And Rashi says, Bir Chai B'man, Kid Chai B'man, that it didn't fall on Shabbos. Bir Chai B'man, that it fell Erev Shabbos. Now, I do want to admit, if Man would fall Sunday, you couldn't save it for Monday. If Man would fall Sunday, you couldn't save it for Monday. It would get ruined. By Shabbos, there was a miracle that the Man that fell Friday was good for Shabbos Kodesh. So it's better refrigeration. It worked better. But the sum total Shabbos has the same month. That's Sunday, Monday. So what do you mean, Bir Choy B'man? So it was no extra effort. Surely he's saying excellent. He's saying Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you had to go out and receive it. Now you did have to carry it in, but Friday you carried. Maybe Mistami had to work doubly hard Friday instead of just carrying the normal stuff. You had to carry Shabbos stuff in. So the work wasn't on Shabbos, but Friday you had to carry the stuff in. So what does it mean? I'm not trying to push away Israel. Was there more? There's such talk. There's words to it. There's words to what he's saying. Shabbos, you didn't carry it, but you carried Friday. What does it mean? What does it mean? Hashem blessed Shabbos with man. Every day of the week had man. And to say maybe it was birchay man that also, but it says in davening we say it's the brachas mikol hayamim is more than all the days. It's mevor that the bracha of man was more, but every day we had man. It's really. What do you? I'm Zach. What do you say, Zach?
I was thinking like man means sustenance, and we usually have to work for it. The Shabbos, like, you just exist, and we earn it just by existing on Shabbos.
Because we worked Friday to bring it in, so I don't know if what you're saying has merit, and on Shabbos there was no work, and we had the mum, but we did do the work Erev Shabbos to bring it in. We collected it Erev Shabbos, then we had it Shabbos. There was work. If you're saying, I don't know, was there less work, and some of the work they did, it was double. It sounds like they collected double. It's the Bir Choy B'man.
We were able to rest on Shabbos, we didn't need to go out to get it. I'm blessed to months that we were able to sit, relax, and take the rest of it like God did in the world.
Dude, they're all going with this plan. This maybe you're right. Thank you, Michal. Happy you're here. Ruben Yonah.
I think from having Mun the whole week and highlighted by having to work harder on Erev Shabbos, so then I experienced Shabbos. I had a week of Mun, a productive week. Mikol Hayamim, now I have a Shabbos. I can relax. I didn't do anything my whole week, so then it's not a Shabbos. Shabbos is Shabbos is Shabbos. But a week of Mun, and a double Friday, it's busy. Now I have a Shabbos.
The food on Shabbos you can stay in the whole week, and on Shabbos you get to stay through your eyes. You get the best eyesight.
Kevra, the Olam's saying like big things. I want to sing with the Kevra. I just want to express what my son taught me. My son said that Sunday's food was not food that connected to Sunday. We were hungry and Hashem fed us. Punk, it was Yom Rishon. It's not Sunday food. Monday, we're hungry and Hashem feeds us. The only day that had food that was meant for that day is the Shabbos food. Shabbos food, it fell Friday and it was meant for Shabbos Kodesh. It's the only day that has food for that day. Sunday, punk, you're hungry today. You come to Hashem. Of course Hashem feeds us. He loves us. So you come, you get food. It's not Sunday food. You're hungry, so you have food. Monday, you're hungry, you have food. There's food called Shabbos food. It's a different barrier. There's food called Shabbos food. It's a different thing. Hashem says this is Shabbos food. There's special food that's called Shabbos food. It's not, and it wasn't you're hungry, you get. It was meant for the next. It's earmarked. This is meant for Shabbos Kodesh. There's a holiness to Shabbos food. Shabbos food does something to a person. It's Shabbos food. You don't on a Tuesday have cholent. You don't have cholent. Cholent is there's things we have on Shabbos Kodesh. I thank my mother. We had fruity pebbles on Shabbos Kodesh. There's food that's meant for Shabbos. There's food that's meant for Shabbos. We had soda during the week that was not soda. Shabbos, that was for Shabbos. There's food, but the Akara, there's food, Shabbos food. This is now the goal is to be impacted by Shabbos. That we're Shayach to Kedush. It's a big thing. A Yid is eating the food that Hashem gave him for them. There's a tremendous Kedusha to Shabbos food. Now, of course, we want to be impacted all week. I have seen in our base medrash, a connection to Shabbos has emerged. I see it in the Leil Shishis. I see it in Tayameh. I see it in the Shabbos. Guys are connecting in our base medrash to Shabbos in a beautiful way, an attachment to Shabbos. It's like happening, this attachment to Shabbos. If anybody takes notice, Gersh and Akiva, tell me if I'm right. Our relationship to Shabbos and Yom Tov, the most important things in Yiddishkeit, are amazingly impacted by our relationship to our families. It's like linked. You think that's like an accident? The deepest space is Shabbos, our relationship to Hashem, Shabbos food. The deepest spaces is deep. It's related to how we relate to ourselves in a base medrash where people are discovering themselves, accepting themselves, finding the beauty in every aspect of themselves. We're attaching to Shabbos Kodesh in beautiful ways. And I want to sing together. Let's sing Shabbos songs. Where's Avi? Where's Elia? Elia's here. If we could sing the Shavu, let's start with the Shavu.
Oh, different parts of my
present.
It's right here. Right here.
Up or down? Up or down?
Right here.
Yeah.
I don't know. So Ari Garfield, today was a great day, ending off with a beautiful night. You just told me that you feel like you're not ready for the raft to leave. You want the flagrant to keep on going. How are you going to prevent that to happen?
I don't really know if there's much I can do. Just pray and try to manifest. You know, manifestation is a big thing. Coach one time told me that manifestation get you. The only way you're getting to the championship, it's not your skills. It's not your athleticism, it's your manifestation.
Very deep.
That's
beautiful. Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I heard there's a little bird going around the base saying that there was a few shout outs. What was the exact number of all the shout outs?
I'm not sure exactly the number.
Recorded and sent out, by the way. That's the point.
Yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.